The last place I lived at, we had a well and city water. We went ahead and put the house on city water, but all the property we put on the well, and we used to fill our tower tank up in the evening, well, at night when the utilities were low, and watered all the property that way. That made it really kind of nice.
I ran pipe to the, well, anyway, it's a long description there, but got the wife's koi ponds on automatic off of the well, and that way, you know, I don't have any chlorine getting into her fish and either making them sick or killing them. Too much chlorine is not a good thing.
For that, on my first aquarium. Yeah, even now my wife takes the water, she waters the plants, and she lets it sit for 24 hours before she'll water. W1JE for ID.
These are koi ponds. You know, we had a guy with a backhoe come in and dig them and all this kind of stuff. And she before she retired, she was an electrical engineer. And she's got it set up where, you know, it's a nice shaded area out there, and there's a little trickling stream going down to the pond, and there's a little spot where she sits and feeds the fish, and, you know, it's all real peaceful.
Who knows how to put a project together?
And worked for Lockheed Martin, and she, you know, she's amazing as to, you know, you give her a manual, almost anything, and she'll figure it out.
A rarity. Yeah, no, well, let's see. On a past life wife, she's a Unix programmer, really good at it, and that's about the only thing she's really good at when it comes to physical. As far as athletics and stuff like that, she, not so good. And then my current wife, she's not so much on the brain power, but boy, if I got somebody who needs to kick some ass, she'll do it, and not a problem.
Got handy too, yeah. And that made me think of something funny. The only two times I seen Marie lose her temper is when a little timeshare salesman got in my face. She shoved him. And a friend of the neighbor's come and parked in behind her when she was backing out and tooted the horn because he thought he was in Coy's driveway. But she got out and gave him an earful. So she pretty even-tempered. But, I wouldn't want to make her mad. KF4NXY.
Nicest people you do not want to upset or make mad. But our GM here at the plant, nicest guy in the world, doesn't have to raise his voice at all to get his message across and make you feel like, well, you deserve that because you did it wrong. Go fix it.
Yeah, there's a good friend of mine that kind of made our friendship at church, you know, both old retired guys. And you make Chuck irritated. He won't raise his voice, but you can tell by the look on his face, you done poked the bear.
I've come across several of those people that, they have a tendency to get their point across without having to raise their voice. That's the ones that scare me the most.
Enjoyed talking to you, but I need to go get a fresh cup of coffee, and I know you're probably just about at work, so I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. KF4NXY.
Have a good day, too. I'm pulling into the driveway, and I'm going to go make myself some coffee. You have yourself a good, safe day. W1JE. I'll be clear.